Of the world, through the lust of the flesh, hath been destroyed, in the body of Jesus, his fire and his love regenerated me and brought me the way to escape corruption, and escaping corruption, escape to judgment. I found the line of love and peace. Possible to ever escape the corruption that is in the world through lust is by the grace of God. As he moves in you, begins to form the natures of Christ, he begins to deliver your body and your life from the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. The first thing you know, you are a creature of peace, love. The old things have passed away. All things are new. Not a man-made holiness of do and don't, but an actual change that takes place in your life. You become a peculiar creature to the world. Ooh. Many of you have this working in you. You don't understand what's going on. Seems foreign to you. It is. It's of another country. That other country, that other city is a place that's made without hands. being controlled all your life with the desires of your flesh. No way to escape. If you suppress those desires down, didn't let any album, any outward show, they became a terrible thing of torment and condemnation on the inside of you, didn't they, Wayne? Something in there that was ready to spring up at any time to overcome you. And if not overcome you, well, then to destroy you by keeping an inward working all the time of that personality of Satan, probing at you with those lusts, probing at you with those accusings, continually punching you on the inside of your unworthiness, ooh, what you were and you were not, continually lashing at your peace. Oh, 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 Geneva, Geneva, oh, discipline those kids at home to bring them to church, discipline, move at peace when we get to church. The lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Continually, the pride of life is something that gnaws at you continually, trying to make you see what you can get for yourself, how you can do your life, how you can live your life that's best for you. Living the life, your life in selfishness, pride of life, you find yourself losing your life. The plan of God to reach maturity and perfection in your life is through love. Begin to live your life for and through others. Oh. This morning, you can get ready for the greatest visitation of love and fire. The greatest visitation of love and fire that you've ever seen. If you won't just battle me with your mind, if you won't just battle me with the feelings of your flesh that you've got left, and just let him demonstrate and work today before you, you'll find yourself being completely escaped in that love and that fire of God. Oh. Now, if you sit with that old self-satisfied, I have it all or I don't understand what's going on attitude, then you'll miss the whole gist of the what God's getting ready to do this morning. John the Apostle, chosen by Jesus to not taste death until he saw the Son of Man coming in the fullness of his kingdom. John called the apostle, the beloved apostle, or the apostle of love, begin to have these signs of his love ministry early, even before he's filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of our Father working through Jesus would draw John continually to Jesus till he stayed as close to Jesus as he could be all time. You see him, the Lord's Supper, the Last Supper, you see him with his head resting on the chest of Jesus. Whoa. John, like some of us, didn't understand what was happening, but he couldn't help himself. That drawing of the Spirit of God moving him towards Jesus Christ, he just had to get close to him. You see him sitting at the feet of Jesus, many places. All the other disciples were seemingly doing a lot of running around and arguing and trying to learn. You saw John just, ooh. Every time he got an opportunity, he was right up as close to Jesus as he could get. Ooh, had his head laying on his chest. Ooh. Sitting down at his feet. And any time that Jesus Christ would mention a place that he was going to be in the next life, John was the first one to want to be there with him. A peculiar one among the disciples. Ooh. 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 You just see him desiring to be in the throne of regeneration. He didn't even know what Jesus was talking about. But Jesus said he was going to be there. John said, I want to be there too. He didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't care. That Spirit of God was drawing him so it didn't matter where Jesus was. He wanted to be there, as close to him as he could be. Oh. You see, John, one of the ones that followed Jesus up onto the Mount of Transfiguration. The Spirit of our Father working through Jesus Christ, preparing his ministry, preparing John for his ministry of love, and to produce, listen to it now, to produce children of love to inherit the fullness of the kingdom of God in earth. Ooh. Ooh. And you see, the Spirit of God kept John more or less hidden for many long years. While the love of Jesus was perfected in him. And I'll stop right here and tell you something. Jesus was not doing that in John for John. Jesus was doing that in John for you and I. Ooh. John was with Peter when when Jesus healed the lame man at the temple gate through Peter. And you never understand, you never hardly see the ministry of John until you somehow or another hang on to that spirit of love. There it was, Peter and John both healed that lame man, but Peter did the speaking, spoke the word of miracle. But if you look at that scripture, you'll see that even though the power, the words were coming through Peter, you'll see the compassion and love moving through John. Oh. There are a hidden work that gave incentive or inspiration to hard, strong Peter. Ooh, you read it. Many of the other apostles, writing in the scriptures, they receiving factual revelations of Jesus and our Father. And each one of these were important. They were factual. They were doctrinal. They were something that had to be revealed. But immediately, in the Gospel of John, we begin to see the deep secrets of God. Little simple secrets, but we see the deep secrets of God revealed in that personal love relationship between our Father and between Jesus working in John. Ooh. We see him go back. Beyond creation. And begin to understand that in the beginning, the Word, the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We see him understanding how that Jesus Christ in the flesh was a result of the love of God that sent forth his word in the flesh so that people might know his love and his grace. Ooh, none of the others understood that. Ooh. And we see, if we look in the spirit, we see that how that this word, Jesus, there in the flesh, came right out of the heart of our Father. Ooh. Each recording or writing of John recorded acts of God's love and compassion through Jesus to meet the needs of the people. Produce children of love for the kingdom. Peculiar writings until you get that little breath of love moving in you. And then it begins to blow. Those writings begin to blow up inside you. We see him recording many acts of Jesus Christ that were seemingly insignificant to the other apostles. The revelations of Christ that didn't have any particular meaning. We see him recording the incident with Nicodemus and Jesus. The old religious, hard-hearted person that was even ashamed to come during the daytime to Jesus, but what came to him at night. And if you'll look at that, you'll see the compassion that moved out of Jesus, that even that little spark of hunger in an old hard-hearted religious person began to open up to him. Ooh. Oh, the fullness of the heavenly birthing by the Spirit and the water. Oh. Then we see a seemingly little insignificant thing. When Jesus turned the water into wine at the wedding feast, everyone in the natural gets their eyes on the great thing of him turning the water into wine. Not seeing the act of love, him painting a picture of the desire of the Father to produce children of the wine of his love. Ooh. Ooh. We see the writings of John. Revealing eternal and everlasting life to God's people, not as just a way to escape judgment, but as a result of God's love. God so loved the world that he gave grace. Dripping with the love of God. Not just a word love, but a life lived with love. Once you begin, the spirit of love breathes just a little breath in you. The writings of John just melt you. And that's what they're supposed to do. Ooh. He saw the love of God working by grace or a gift from God as a way for people to escape the corruption in their old nature, the corruption in the flesh that would lead them down to complete destruction. And he didn't just write it like some of the others, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. He just lived it right through all those words. Jesus living right through it. And just lead you to where just a little bit of taste of love here and a little bit of taste of love there and a little bit, and first thing you know, grace that works the love of God lets you escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. Another thing working, love working in John, some of the things you've been seeing working in yourself, well, it sought him, it led him to seek the perfect will of the Father in everything. Being not serving God out of fear, judgment, but serving him because he's afraid that he'd do something that would offend him or defile him. When the very thought that he might do something that was not perfect, was not without spot or wrinkle or blemish, wasn't the perfect will of her father, would bring a real weeping and compassion in his life. Not because he was afraid of him, but because he did not want to defile him in any way, or any of the children that he had anything to do with. Ooh. And this love of our Father led John into the secrets of the divine heart of love. Things that were not recorded by the other apostle, hinted at by them, such as the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and salvation in our body, led him to the secrets to not only lead him into a perfect salvation, but having led them into a perfect salvation, and their first step, to take them and seal them inside of Jesus and inside of our Father. Ooh. In a love relationship. His whole purpose was not to get folks saved, but through the ministry of love and impartation, through the ministry of word, spirit, and truth, to take people and to seal them, actually with that love, that sealing wax of God, to seal them in Jesus, to seal them in that heart, that love of God. Ooh. Knowing and understanding that in sealing them in Jesus, in the heart of Jesus and in the love of God, that he made a person of flesh and blood one with Almighty God. Ooh. Ooh. Also, other ministers, and don't misunderstand me, every one of them had their place and their purpose in God's plan. But other ministers talked about the impartation of the life of God through their body and through their lives, through the laying on the hands. But you don't see John talking about it much. You see him doing it. That love of God working through John, he began to learn this little secret early, that whatever stage of growth he was in, that he could, by the Spirit, take his body, his life, his breath, his hands, and impart that life to others. Transfer it out through him to others, to bring them in love up to the state where he lived. Ooh. Ooh. And this he would do, following the perfect order of God, which was to first impart by the Spirit, to let them get the working of the Spirit in their life, and then impart my truth and teachings, to let them get an understanding of what was going on. But first to get them by the Spirit. Meditate a little while and see if this has not been your pattern of life as we move into the fullness of God. Ooh. In the writings of John, the deep secrets of God are revealed, such things as hidden desires of God, hidden from factual writing, such teachings as, I am the vine, ye are the branches, my Father is the husband. To produce the fruits of my life, abide in me, and I in you. Making that love, always making the yoke easy and the burden light. winds of heaven blowing the love and grace of God through the spirit and mind of Jesus. Ooh. Many other disciples, many other apostles walked in the spirit and walked in truth. But you don't see many of them walk in the winds of heaven. Winds of heaven blowing the grace and the love of God through the spirit and mind of John. Beginning to let him know that the love of God and the people of his love, listen to this, would be those that inherited the fullness of kingdom of God in the earth and would bring the judgment of God on the world. As Jesus in love perfected himself in John, he began to impart this life and began to produce children of love, using his body, his mind, the working of the Holy Spirit to impart to others the love of God, to bring them into the things that he had inherited. The love of Christ constraining him, that every time he received some working of the Spirit, that he never was satisfied until he gave it out, imparted it to someone else. Oh. Then we see, as the world began to reject Jesus and other churches began to fall away in judgment, we began to see John moved by that love calling of his, yet Jesus in John, began to take people, mostly children and young people, and began by the Spirit to impart to them the love of God, to let them last through the judgment coming on the world. And as we look, as the world slid in the darkness, for over 1,000 years, the only fruits that remained were the fruits of John's love. Jesus' love working through John. Oh. Now the same love that spared people judgment helped them in the will of God is the same love that leads us out of judgment and lets us escape that corruption that's in the world through the lust and workings of religion and strife and devils in our body. Working through this ministry of impartation, when John would get a group of people, some of you still fight me in your mind now, you need to be looking at me in your spirit. When he would get a group of people, young or old, to the place to where he could start love working in them, he did peculiar things according to most of the people, but he received them out of the writings Now the apostle Isaiah also, the prophet Isaiah also, if you didn't happen to know it, the prophet of love. Ooh. He began to take those children, once he got the purity of love, purity of the blood and the body, and the breath of Jesus working in them, he began to take those children and do exactly what Isaiah had prophesied would happen. He began to bind those children onto him. Ooh. Working with, as we see in the second chapter of John, an elect lady, and began to impart to them the love of God, and would then turn them over to that elect lady to keep them moving in that love of God. Or either, as we see in the third chapter of John, once he got them moving in that love, he would deliver them to a man. The man was Gaius. And bind them together in a body of love, a church of love. Ooh. Ooh. Now that's what I'm going to do this morning, and you're getting ready for the greatest visitation of love and fire you've ever had. That is, if you've escaped that old thing in your heart of corruption of the world of flesh. Looking into everything after the flesh. Oh. The love of God, moving through Jesus, you said, greater than anything in the world. Now you've come, Lord has led you, most of you, into the New Jerusalem, which is the city of God's love. And he's led you into the body of Christ being regenerated. It's time for you to be delivered as sons and daughters of the love of God up to the Father. I've been waiting, or rather the Father's been waiting. The Father's been waiting a pretty good while that he could get a group of people that had escaped the accusings and the workings in the flesh to where they could receive this. Most of you have. Some of you still feel your own way. But I would advise you on this, to more or less put your mind in neutral and let the Spirit have control. Because some of the greatest judgments I've ever seen fell on those that even rose in their heart against the love of God. It never works. Ooh. And I'm not going to do anything to you. Once the accusation starts rising in your heart, and you begin to look at the flesh, you better start moving in the Spirit, down on your face, preferably. The greatest judgments in the world are revealed against those that look at things like the flesh and fall into the accusings of Satan. Ooh. Ooh. Now I'm going to demonstrate to you here. We're going to demonstrate to you. Oh, get Paul. The birthing Oh, or the delivering of a daughter up to the Father through Jesus. Oh, then when we get through, we're going to deliver a whole church. Anything you receive him, impart it to others and let them live on the same level with you, that all may rejoice in the spirit of love. Come on, Mama Nelson. Mama Nelson. Mama Nelson. Oh, oh, Now you'll notice what John was doing was he was standing in the place of Jesus. The Lord had me standing in the place of the Father. The daughter's on the left side, son's on the right side. Great visitation of the Holy Spirit. And they're brought into that place of love by that impartation of love. Oh, just take one. Oh, come on, brother. Oh. Receiving anything at all. Come on, Papa Nails. Enter in a place to where the love of God and get the throne, Teresa, like I told you, and get it behind Cheryl. Enter in a place in the love of God to where you can rest. And then all diseases and all sicknesses, all things be purged out of you in love and become a vessel of love to others. Just eat him has a mind upon Prudy. Upon the lust of the flesh. Never enter into the secrets of God. They think about, all they think about producing children is through sexual lust. Their mind is blinded to the fact that God by the Holy Ghost produces children of his heart, of love. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, begin to sort of move them out of the way for us there, if you will. Oh, mm. Oh, that's all right. She's okay. No problem. Oh. You didn't know that, did you? There's a lot of things you don't know. Oh. Mmm. Ooh. Now if we can stand it, Lord willing, we're going to produce and bind together a whole church, the Memphis Church, and move them into sons and daughters of love with an actual individual experience of love and fire. And then a binding together of those, binding together of those as a group around one of their leaders in love and fire. Oh, Brother Josh, y'all come on. If we can stand it, we may all go out here if we get to moving. Oh, stay behind Cheryl with that throne. Oh, oh. Oh. Mmm. Oh. 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 Just lay him down. Oh. Baptism of love and fire. That delivers them up to the Father. They feel it. In a few minutes, you're going to see it. You're already seeing it working on the individuals. But as we bind them together with a group, you see the visitation of fire. Oh, and love from the Father fall upon them, and you may go also. I don't know. Where are you liable to go? Oh. Oh, I've seen you. Oh, 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 reach and get that scarf around there. You can understand the scripture that said a woman shall be saved in childbearing, not natural children. Oh, God takes a person, a man, as a type of the Father, and lets them stand in the place of the Father. And a woman, a type of the Holy Ghost, and let them in purity stand in the place of the Holy Ghost, and he whops them together and delivers sons. Oh, up to God. Oh. Sons of love and fire. Painted all in the Scripture. How that people would stand in proxy for one another in marriage. Painted all in the Scripture. Oh, y'all take it down behind him. Take this card. Oh, 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 you take mine and I'll take yours. Oh, 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 oh. Understand the drawing of the Spirit that you have towards me. You hadn't understood it, but now you're beginning to understand it, aren't you? Or are you? Are you still fighting it with the lust of the flesh? Or have you escaped? Oh. God chose this California group right here to reveal this love. He couldn't reveal it in the other places. They're so filled with prudery and flesh. But it had to be revealed. Knowing each other after flesh. As David said, children of this world, whose inheritance is in their belly. Said, as for me, I'll behold thy face in righteousness, O Lord. I'll be satisfied when I'm made into thy likeness. Whoa! Y'all, come on, let's get another one. You able? Whoa. Now, it is something. It's some kind of visitation. Whoa, little Dorothy. Oh, Ron, you about to go on us, aren't you? Thought you would. Lee, get her and put her around. Oh, get her and put her around behind her ear. Oh. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus, Father, we deliver this. And I saw on Mount Zion 144,000 having their father's name written in their foreheads. And they were following the Lamb. Said they were virgins. They had escaped the corruption that was in the world through lust. And through Jesus Christ, they had been brought as virgins. Oh, with the Father, up to the Father. Name written in their forehead. You want to know who that is? You're seeing it happen right here now. Whoa. Not virgins after law or sex. It didn't have anything to do with it. Oh. Oh, put him on there, Tony. Oh. God thinketh not after the way of man, for his ways are higher than man. And lest he had remembered man that he was but dust, he would have blown away centuries ago. But now God has come, moving by the Spirit, reveal the fullness of his kingdom, grace and love. And he's birthing sons and daughters of his grace and love, bringing them into his kingdom, which is Mount Zion, letting them stand on there, live in that place, which is New Jerusalem, to fulfill the promise and the covenant of God through Jesus Christ. At that day, I shall dwell in them and walk in them. I shall be unto them a God, and they shall be unto me a people. Oh. Using that remnant, deliver the world and to bring judgment upon the rest and to cleanse it for the age of grace, kingdom of God. Oh. Has nothing to do with religion. Has nothing to do with Bible teachings. It has nothing to do with seminars. It has nothing to do with good and evil. It's the tree of life of God. One of those fruits of the tree of life that caps and binds all those other fruits together is the love of God that makes that tree perfect in every life. Mmm. Oh, 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 mmm, oh, 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 mmm, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh. our Father, through Jesus our Lord, His strength and His power, His judgment and fire revealed in the earth through the sons and daughters of His love, the love of God, the strongest power in the universe that can ever be known, even stronger than the creative Word of God that brought forth the lights, the stars and the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver you this son of your love. Amen.
Now.
Fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before she travailed, she brought forth. That sure is a strange religion you're teaching, Brother Pruitt. Listen, don't sit there with that in your mind. Everything you've been taught is doctrines of demons. You don't even know what it is. And every time something comes along, it's the truth. The devil tells you that's strange doctrine. I might well be playing with you, except for a little salvation.